Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, and these are pretty long Mishnayos, so get comfortable and we'll begin. Mishnah Gimel tells us, Chamisha mevin karban echad al averas harbei. There are five who would bring a single sacrifice for committing the same sin multiple times. The chamisha mivim karban olav yored, and there are also five types of people who bring the variable sacrifice, the one that was more expensive for a rich person and less expensive for a poor person and less expensive still for an absolutely destitute person. Elu mivim karban echad al averus harbe. So these are the ones who bring one sacrifice, even if they commit the same sin several times. Habaal hashivcha bios harbe. One who has sexual relations with a maidservant, even several times. The Nazir Shinitma Tumus Harbe, and a Nazir, a Nazirite, who becomes ritually impure several times. The Hamakane Leishto Ayade Anashim Harbe, and one who warns his wife not to be secluded against several different men, and she does. Umitsora Shinisnaga Nagayim Harbe, and a Mitsora, normally translated a leper, but it's not literally a leper, who became impure through this blemish several times. Hevitsipara Vinisnaga, if he brought his bird sacrifice and became impure. Lo alulo adshiyavi eschataso. It doesn't count for him until he brings his sin offering. Rabbi Huda Omer, and Rabbi Huda says, adshiyavi es ashamo, until he brings his guilt offering. So let's take a look in the Bart Neuro, who will explain to us what's going on here. Haba al shivcha harufa bios harbe, if one has multiple sexual encounters with the same maidservant, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, v'kipar alav ha-kohen ba'ayel ha-asham lifnei Hashem achataso asher chata. So it says the Kohen will atone for him with his guilt offering before God for the sin that he sinned. V'hava matzi lemichtav achataso v'lishtok. And it could have just said, in fact, it should have just said, for his sin and stop there. My asher chata. So what is added by the words that he sinned? L'rabos chatayim harbe. This comes to include committing the sin multiple times. V'hani mili kishaba bios harbe al shivcha achas. But this is only when he had multiple relations with the same maidservant. Avalba al shivchos harbe v'afil behalam echad. But if he had relations with several maidservants, even in one state of unawareness, chayav al kol shivcha v'shivcha, he would have to bring a sacrifice for each maidservant with whom he had relations. Dichsiv, because the Torah says v'hi shivcha, and she is a maidservant, l'chayav al kol shivcha v'shivcha, and this comes to make him liable for each one individually. The Nazir Shinitma, and a Nazir, if he becomes impure, Tumos Harbe, many times. Because Shinitma betoch Shivas Yemeh Tumaso, Lotzricha Lameimar, De Eno Mevi Ela Karben Echad. When he becomes impure again during his 7 days of impurity, then you don't need to tell us that he's covered by a single sacrifice. The Tuma Arichtahi, because that's one long period of impurity. Kitzricha, Nitma biyom hashvi shehu yom tiglachaso. When you need to be told this law is when he becomes impure on the seventh day, which is the day he would otherwise be shaved. And there's more in this part neuro, but we're going to stop here. Hamakana leishto ayide anashim harbe. If someone warns his wife against being secluded with multiple men, dichsiv, as the Torah says, zos taras haknos. This is the law of jealousies. Torah achas leknos harbe. There's one law for many jealousies. Umitzora shenis naga negaim harbe, and a mitzora who became impure through multiple blemishes. Kagon shenis naga v'nisrape, nisnaga v'nisrape pa'amim harbe. So this is talking that he got a blemish and got better, got a blemish and got better multiple times. Enu mevi ela karben echad al kulam. He only brings one sacrifice for all of them, dichsiv, because the Torah says, zos tiyeh taras hamitzora. This is the law of the mitzora. Torah achas lemitzora pa'amim harbe. And there's one law, even if he becomes a mitzora several times. Hevi tziporim v'nisnaga. If he brought his birds and then he became blemished, The Gemara Mefaresh Tahachi Katani. So the Gemara explains that this is what it's saying. Lo alu tziparim lihikava ba'anios u'ba'ashiros. So we say that if he brings his birds and then becomes impure, they don't count yet. That's meaning to say that they don't establish him in his state of richness or poorness. She'im haya ani b'shas habas tziparim ve'ashir kodem she'yavichataso. If he was poor when he brought his birds, and then he became rich before bringing his sin offering, tzarech l'havi karban ashir, then he would need to bring the sacrifice that a rich person brings. V'im haya ashir v'ha'ani, and if he was rich and he became poor, mevi karban dalos ad sheyavi chataso, then he has to bring the sacrifice of the poorest person before he brings his sin offering. D'basar chatas azlinan, bein ba'anios, bein ba'ashiros, because we follow the sin offering in terms of whether he's rich or whether he's poor, dechsiv, as the Torah says, asher lo tasig yado b'taharaso, that his hand cannot reach, meaning he can't afford it in his purification. Kishlo tasig yado b'shas taharaso yavi b'dalos, va'af al pisha asher acha kein. If he can't afford it when he brings his purifying sacrifice, meaning the chatas, then he brings the one of the poorer person, even if he becomes rich afterwards. V'haytaraso, haynu chatas, shei kaparaso. And this purification is the sin offering, because that's the one that purifies him. That's the one that atones for him. Let's continue now with Mishnah Daled. Ha'isha sheyalda v'lados harbe. Let's say a woman gives birth or miscarries multiple times. So let's say that she miscarries within 80 days of giving birth to a daughter, and then it happens again. She miscarries 80 days giving birth to a daughter. Or let's say she has multiple births. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mevia al harishon ve'eno mevia al hasheni, mevia al hashlishi ve'eno mevia al haravi. So he says that she would bring a sacrifice for the first and the third, but not for the second and the fourth. And this is because the second and the fourth fall within the time periods of the first and the third. Elu mevi'in karban ola v'yored, and these are the ones who bring the variable sacrifice, the one that depends on how rich or how poor you are. Ashmias hakol, someone who knows something but doesn't testify claiming not to know something. V'albitoy sifasayim, and someone who neglects to fulfill an oath that he made. V'altumas mikdash v'kdashav, someone who violates the purity of the temple and its utensils. V'hayoledes, and a woman who gives birth. V'hamatzora, and again, it's translated as a leper, but it's really someone who has a spiritual form of impurity. Uma ben shivcha leben kol ha'arayos, and what's the difference between the maidservant and all the forbidden relationships? Shelo shavsa lehen lo ba'onesh v'lo ba'karban, because the shivcha is different from them when it comes to the punishment that one receives and the sacrifice that one brings. Shekol ha'arayos b'chatas, because for all the arayos you would bring a sin offering. B'hashivcha ba'asham, but for relations with a maidservant you would bring a guilt offering. And then there's a parenthetical note, says, Kol ha'arayos b'nekeva v'shivcha b'zachar. All the arayos you would bring a female animal for the offering, but for the shivcha you would bring a male animal. Then it says, Kol ha'arayos echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha shavin b'makos u'b'karban. And it says that for all of the forbidden relationships, the man and the woman are identical in terms of whether they get lashes or what sacrifice they bring. That's the same thing. U'b'shivcha lo Hishves ha'ishla ha'isha b'makos. When it comes to having relations with a shivcha, the man is not like the woman when it comes to getting lashes. V'loes ha'isha l'ish b'karban. And the woman is not like the man when it comes to bringing a sacrifice. Kol ha'arayos asa behen es ha'ma'ara kegomer. When it comes to all of the forbidden relationships, the start of the act is the same as the end of the act, meaning you'd be equally liable just for beginning, even if you don't complete the act. V'chayev al kol bia ubia, and you would be liable for every sexual contact. So if you have relations with the same person five times, you would be liable for five acts. So these are not the case when it comes to the shivcha. Zechomer hechmira b'shivcha she'asaba es hamezid k'shogeg. But conversely, the case of the shivcha is more stringent because for all the arayos, you would only bring sacrifice if you committed the act unintentionally, not if you did so intentionally. But when it comes to a shivcha, you would bring it even if you committed the act intentionally. So there is a stringency there as well. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Ha'isha she'yalda vlados harbe, if a woman gave birth or miscarried multiple times. V'ka'azul u'mafarish ketzad, and it goes on to explain how this is. Kagon hipila b'toch shmonim shal nekeva, for example, if she miscarried within 80 days after giving birth to a daughter. She'tavol la'achar shvu'ayim d'tuma, so she went to the mikveh after her 2 weeks of impurity. V'shimsha v'nisarva v'hipila nekeva la'achar abayim shal yitzira, t'hainu chamishim v'arba l'leda harishona. And then she had relations and became pregnant, and she miscarried a female after 40 days of it being formed, which would then be 54 days after the first birth. And then that happens again within 54 days of this miscarriage. And this is why it says that it has to be following a female. The bizcharim leka lemeimar hachi. We don't need to be told this for a male. Dehi fila betoch arbaim dezachar, because if one miscarries within 40 days of a male, haishani maya ba'amahu, then it's considered just water. So it would not be a fetus that would require her to bring a sacrifice. The ein havlad notzer ad arbaim yom, because the fetus is not considered formed until 40 days have gone by. So there's only 40 days following the birth of a male. There's not enough time for the miscarriage to require a sacrifice, but for the 80 days following a female, that would be a possibility. V'amafelas te'umim, and let's say that she miscarries multiple births. Afilu zecharim, in this case it would be even males. Kagon shenis avra shlosha, for example, she conceived 3 fetuses. V'hepila echad la'achar abayim, and she miscarried 1 after 40 days. V'hasheni nishta v'yetzei toch yemei tohar harishon, and then the second one comes out within the purification period of the first. V'shlishi b'toch yemei tohar d'sheni, and then the third came out during the purification time of the second. Ko'elu en mavios ela karben echad, for all three of them she would only bring a single sacrifice. D'chsiv, because the Torah tells us, zos toras hayoledes, this is the law for the woman who gives birth, melamed, which teaches us, shemavia karben echad of lados harbe, that she brings a single sacrifice even for multiple fetuses. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, mevia al harishon ve'eno mevia al hasheni, she brings for the first but not for the second. Rabbi Huda Palig, ben avlados, ben ataomim. So Rabbi Huda disagrees both in the case of miscarriages and in the case of multiple births. Va'omer, and he says, Mivia al havlad harishon v'lo al hasheni shenolad b'toch melos shel rishon, that you would bring a sacrifice for the first fetus, but not for the second, which was during the time period following the first. O mivia al hashlishi mishum dehu lo nolad toch melos, and you would bring for the third because that wasn't in this same time period. Delochashbinan melos lasheni to command the leisei dami ho'ovin nolad toch melos shel rishon. So the second fetus doesn't get this time period because he's within the time period of the first one. V'shlishi have tchilas leida, so the third is the start of a new counting period. Ve'enu mavia al haravi, and one would not bring for the fourth fetus ho'ovin nolad toch melos deshlishi, because that fell within the time frame started by that third fetus. Aval shlishi lo nolad toch melos derishon, but the third was not within the melos, the time period of the first. The ha'avru yimei tumasa derishon, because that period of impurity following the first is already passed. V'gavi ta'omim nami palig Rabbi Huda, and he also disagrees when it comes to multiple births. V'afogav deiburon ka'achas, and even though they were conceived at the same time, lo amrinan chada leda arichtahi, we don't say that it's one long period of giving birth. Let's skip a bit. Ola v'yored, the variable sacrifice. Ola l'ashir v'yored l'ani, it goes up in value for a rich person, and it comes down in value for a poor person. She'im hu ashir, maybe kipsha o seira, that if he is rich, he brings a sheep or a goat. V'im ani tarimu b'nei yona, and if he's poor, he brings pigeons or doves. Ubedale dalos asiras haefa soles. And for the absolute poorest people, they bring flour. So it really varies based on one's means. Vahayoledes, a woman who gives birth. Ba'ashirus keves la'ola uben yona otor lachatas. When she's rich, she would bring a sheep for a burnt offering, and she would bring a pigeon or a dove for a sin offering. Bedalos, but when she's poor, shte sorim dahainu preda da'of tachas keves. So when she's poor, she would bring two birds instead of bringing a sheep. Vadale dasos lo nemar bioledes, and the absolute poorest's category does not exist when it comes to the woman who gives birth. Vachain mitzora bashiru shnei kevasim, and similarly the mitzora, when he's rich he would bring two sheep. Bedalos shtei sorim tachas shnei kevasim, and when he's poor he would bring two birds in lieu of these two sheep. Vadale dalos einbo, and the third category of the poorest does not exist for a mitzora. Shavin b'makos u'b'karban. When it comes to the arayos, they would have the same penalty for the man and the woman, whether we're talking about lashes or sacrifices. Im mezidin shnehem lokin kedekaimalon ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatas ha'adam. So if they acted intentionally, they would be lashed, as the Torah says, a man or a woman who does any of these things. He shava hakasuv isha leish. The Torah places the woman and the man in the same category. L'chol onshin shibatara, for all the punishments that are listed. V'im shogegin shnehem v'vien karban, and if they both acted unintentionally, they would each bring a sacrifice. Dibatar vayhu ksiv kares b'mezid d'ksiv v'nikrasa hanafashos haosos. And that's because the Torah tells us that both of them would be liable for kares when acting intentionally, as it says, they will be cut off, these souls who did this. V'kol shezadono kares, shkagaso chatas. And anyone whose intentional act gets kares, their unintentional act is a sin offering. U'b'shivcha lo hishva. But when it comes to the maidservant, the Torah does not make them equal. Sha'isha loke, because the woman is lashed, k'dichsiv, because the Torah says, b'koras tiyeh. So it says she'll be lashed, he b'malkus, v'hu b'karban ayal asham. And the man has to bring a goat as a guilt offering. Asa b'hen hama'areh, if one begins the act, hamachnis atara belvad, he only introduces the member in the act. Kagomer, it's like finishing, b'yaso, the consummation of this act, v'chayavad shalo kedarka, kamo kedarka, and he's also liable for performing it in an unnatural manner, as he would be in a natural manner. D'mishkave isha ksiv, because it says the ways that one might lie with a woman. U'b'shivcha eno chayev el agamar bia kedarka. But when it comes to the maidservant, he would only be liable if he completed the act and if he did it in the natural way. D'shivcha zara ksiv ba, because the Torah mentions a seminal omission regarding her. Shiruya lehazria, so it has to be a manner that would enable her to conceive. V'chol ha'arayos chayav al kol bia ubia, and when it comes to the forbidden relationships, he would be liable for every time he did the act. U'b'shivcha amran la'el b'parkinan shemevi karban echad al bios harbei. And earlier in our chapter, we already said that when it comes to the maidservant, he would bring a single sacrifice, even if he performed the act multiple times. She'asa ba es hamezid kashogeg. And when it comes to the shivcha, it's more stringent, because one who acted intentionally is the same as one who acted unintentionally, meaning would still have to bring a sacrifice. Im shnehen mezidin, ohu shogeg v'hi mezeda. If they both acted intentionally, or he was unintentional and she was intentional, he b'malkus v'hu b'karban, then she would be lashed, and he would bring a sacrifice. Avalim hi shogeges, but if she acts unintentionally, bein shehu shogeg, bein shehu mezid, whether he's intentional or unintentional, shnehem b'turin, then there's no punishment administered. Dichsiv, because the Torah says, b'koras tiyeh, that she should be lashed. V'hadra v'hevi es hashemo, and then it says that he brings his guilt offering. Bizman sha'isha loke ha'ish mevi karban. So only when the woman is lashed does the man bring the sacrifice. Ein ha'isha loke, ein ha'ish mevi karban. But in a situation where the woman is not lashed, the man does not bring a sacrifice. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow, and we will complete this chapter with the much shorter Mishnayos Hey and Vav.